Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The manager of the Red Sox is Alex Cora. He's in Chicago. Joins us on the Harborne Hotline, and he's brought to you by Arbella Insurance. Alex Mutt, Christian and Mego here today. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. Wow. We'll get to the baseball, but I just want to get this on record. So you went to Miami. You're a Miami guy. You claim to be a Celtics fan. Who is Alex Cora rooting for in these Eastern Conference Finals here? Is there a fight of allegiance in your mind right now in this Celtics
really.
Heat battle?
I'm rooting for the Celtics. Yeah, you know, like I used to like actually, you know, I used to like the Lakers.
Get out of here with that nonsense.
You know, like a lot of stuff has changed since I got this job. So I was I like the Ravens because of Ray and Ed Reed. You know, they went to Miami, so they were my favorite teams. Now I just follow the Patriots and. I used to like the Lakers, and now I just follow the Celtics. It's just, it's one of those that it comes with territory, right? Like, I mean, like, I haven't seen in like, I haven't got good seats at Staples Center in a while, you know? Like, I get good seats at
And you beat the Dodgers,
and then you get the World Series trophy, and they take you in a boat to the middle of the field, you know, and you meet Tom Brady, you take a selfie, you know, so. Stuff like that kind of like changes your teams, right? But no, I'm just enjoying. I just actually, like I said before, you know, where we work, you know, is sports is passion, right? We enjoy it. That's why you guys make a living, right? Like they listen to you guys talk about sports, and it's just cool. You know, we live in a city that everybody's passionate about their teams, and we have fun with it.
So, you know, I think before the season started, you know, you had talked about how you love your lineup, you love your starting pitching, but the bullpen was your issue of concern. And now that you're almost at 500, 2022, do you feel like this is what you originally thought it would look like? Lots of runs, lots of hits from multiple guys in the lineup and just, you know, working it that way. Is this kind of how you felt it was going to be from the beginning?
I mean, I think everybody felt that it was going to be a good offensive team. You know, whoever thought differently, you know, well, you know, didn't give us a chance to make it to the playoffs, right? Like, if we make it to the playoffs, it's because we're really good offensively. And that's the way we did in 18 and 19. We kind of do it last year, the same thing. So, you know, we're very balanced, very athletic, you know, different type of swings and different type of players. And, you know, the last few weeks, you know, I don't know if we're this great, but we're very solid. We have a solid offensive team. Pitching wise, like I told you guys, we feel structure wise, bullpen wise, like 10 days ago, 12 days ago, you know, with Tanner in the bullpen, Shriver coming up and throwing the ball the way he's throwing it, Strom doing his job, the lefties, the other two, Digman and Davis have been solid. You know, we found structure, and we feel very comfortable where we at, knowing that we should get better over the course of the season, you know, with Packs and then Chris coming in whenever they come in. So, you know, it wasn't a great start. We still have work to do, but, you know, like I told you guys last week, you know, we feel a lot better about the team and how it's trending.
So, Alex, the other thing I want to mention is, you know, I didn't know, like, you know, I know football, they watch a lot of film, and baseball, you guys are watching film too. And correct me if I'm wrong, you guys were having a lot of like film sessions with what the guys were doing with all those swings and misses earlier in the year, and now the difference from today. Now, is that what's going on right now? Is that what you did? And is it every single guy in there going through each person's approach, and so everyone can learn from the other person's mistakes?
No, we got daily meetings about the starting pitcher. There's a big meeting before each series that we go over every pitcher. But, you know, daily we try to, you know, show them where we at offensively, what we need to do better. You know, the things that we noticed the last series or yesterday, right? And sometimes as coaches, especially in baseball, it's 162, and it's very hard to meet every day and be preaching every day, because it's just the routine. And sometimes the message doesn't get to where it should be if you're just repeating it all the time. You know, you got to let them be. But I think we've done a good job showing them the good things and the things that we got to get better at. And at one point in the season, as you guys know, we like to swing. We swing a lot. But it's what we're swinging at. And we were chasing a lot of pitches early on, not doing damage with pitches in the middle of the zone, not doing damage early in the count, and not doing damage when the pitcher was behind, which it was worrisome, right? And everybody, you know, bought into the concept that, you know, we should be better. I mean, if you look at the first inning of the season, it was kind of like the greatest inning ever against Gerrit Cole, right? You know, Rafi hits a homer, JD goes the other way, Xander hits a double, Doogie hits a base hit up the middle, And we stopped doing that. And it's not lack of trying or work. It's just, you know, we were in a slump. And I think our swing decisions are better. We're hitting the ball harder. I think the weather has helped as far as, like, doing things before the game. Working-wise, it was very tough to get early work outside on the field early on. And we feel good about ourselves, and they're doing an outstanding job.
You mentioned those adjustments. How much would you credit those with the turnaround that Trevor Story specifically has had? Or do you think it may just be more, I guess, like, what is the percentage of him just settling down into a new home and adjusting to the new team and the way you do things there versus those very intentional adjustments that you've made with, it sounds like, hitters throughout the clubhouse?
We made a conscious effort to be on the fastball as a team. It felt like we were in between, kind of like late on fastballs and out in front of breaking balls. And as a hitter, and I didn't do a good job over 13 years, you know, you go from the fastball, you got to hit the fastball. And we kept preaching that. And we start hitting line drives. He started hitting the ball to the middle of the field. He wasn't too pool conscious. And I think the first home run in Atlanta was a, you know, straight center. And it kind of like let him know that he has plenty of time to catch up with the fastball and then make decisions on breaking balls. And that road trip to Atlanta and then going home to Texas, kind of like help him. And as a group, they did a few things together. You know, they had team dinner in Atlanta. They played golf in Texas, and then they went to the NBA game. And I know stuff like that, people are like, that doesn't help, but it helps. You know, from our standpoint, it's a new group. They got together off the field, and I don't know what they talk about, but it seems like that really helped him. And, you know, we're very pleased with the way he's doing at the plate and obviously what he's doing defensively. I think our defense is something people are not talking about it, and we're a lot better than last year. And I think, you know, he's a huge part of what we're doing right now.
We're talking Red Sox manager Alex Cora coming off the big win last night against the White Sox. Alex, I know you made a point after the game saying your team is getting close to resetting the season. I'm assuming, maybe I'm wrong, that means getting back to 500. If that's the case, what's important about that milestone to you as the manager of this team?
Yeah, I mean, we were, 10, 11, 12 games under? I don't even know. But to get to 500 is something that you know, is important, right? Because then after that, you got to keep making your move. And you know, we're in this hot streak right now, and let's see how long it goes. But it's very important, and I know it's a long season, but when you look around and our schedule, you know, what's coming later on when you start playing the division again, you start playing New York, Tampa, Toronto, you know, it's going to be interesting, right? Because we feel like we belong in the conversation, but right now we don't, right? That's what our record says. And just to get there and take off from there is very important. You know, it took us a while to get to this point, but we got to keep working. And you set goals, right? And one of the goals a few days ago or a few weeks ago is like, let's get to 500. And you get there, and then after that, you know, let's try to get 10 games over 500 as soon as possible. And then you keep rolling. And it's 162, and you got to find, you know, motivation somehow, some way, because it's so repetitive. You know, it's every day, the same thing, that you have to, you know, win some battles here. So at the end of the day, when you look up, you're like, okay, we did an outstanding job, and we're playing in October.
Alex, last one for me. You went out of your way to bring up Brian Matta and his recovery and the way he's pitched off his injury last night. Bayo obviously has gotten some buzz. Winkowski's name has come up. Are these guys you expect, Alex, to be a part of your bullpen at some point this summer?
I don't know about the bullpen. Somebody has to start on Saturday, which is probably one of those kids, right? Not Matta, but Winkowski. It seems like we're lining up him to pitch in the doubleheader. But as you know, it takes more than 26 guys. The roster is going to change in the upcoming days. We go to 13 position players, 13 pitchers. So it takes more than the roster that we have right now. Some of these kids are going to be part of this. Like I said, Sale and Paxton are going to be part of it too. So I feel pitching-wise, organizational-wise, we're in a good spot. We're in a better spot than in 19, actually a better spot than last year. So you know, they keep doing their job. They're throwing the ball well. And if they do that at one point, you know, they're probably going to be part of this.
Alex, we appreciate it. Good luck today against the White Sox. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.